The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Sando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, aka Dave from LA. We want to thank you all for listening today. Today is January the 4th, 2016, and it is a Monday, first day back to work for people, and so happy that you're here with us. And we're going to kick off today's show. I just want to say I was listening to Scotty's show before the start of Sando Radio Show, and I really, really appreciate it, and it was, you know, I knew it was going to be a good one, because, you know, just Noah Scotty, I had a tune in it, and it was great to hear, and it's a couple of things that we're definitely going to talk about, an extension from there. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here on the network, because this is how we're able to get information out to you on what's going on in the community, and not only that, to have a dialogue about the agenda that should be set by us. There should be no agenda that is accounted for us, or there should be no mandates or decrees that are passed to us that we will shepherd, that we will take on as our own. It should be orchestrated. It should also be scripted, and it should can't be carried out by the energy that we produce, us, the people of our culture, the people of our family, and the people of our ancestry and our future. So, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it. And if at all possible, make monetary donations to keep the radio network going and growing, because that's exactly what it needs to do. There's a lot that's going on in the world, and we need to be here, and we need you here in order to facilitate that. And that can only be done by you continually to support the radio network. Also, if you're new to Tando Radio Show, check us out, THANDO Radio Show. You can check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page there, and what happens there, we post some stories about what's going on. I like to post on what's going on in the world. There's a lot of the stories here domestically that are reported on, and we know about, and I've taken a position where I would love to actually get us prepared for some of the events that are already planned and are unfolding as we speak. So this is a preparedness show. We take a look at geopolitical and also things that are going on throughout the country. So continue to support Tando Radio Show. Check out our Facebook page there. And you know, I'll usually post there what the show is going to be about, and also just some articles that I think are very, very important for you to check out. So with that being said, let's jump into, man, there's been so much that's happening. There's a lot happened over the ending of the year, moving into the new year, and we're going to jump right into this, but I want to get to some very particular articles. But before we do, let me just let you know what today's show is going to be all about, and I think it's a very, very important one. We'd love to hear from you at any time. If you have any questions or comments, definitely don't hesitate, because a monologue is better than a dialogue. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the petition code is 549032#, and just hit star 61, and that will let me know that you have a question or comment. Okay, so let's get into what's going on. Just before, we didn't really get to talk about this before the end of the weekend, but there was some news at the beginning of the year there were some new gun laws that were passed. We talked about it a little bit, but it's very ironic, and I don't say it's no coincidence that you see some of the things that are happening right now. It falls right in line with this overall, with the overall advent of the gun control issue. And this is the something that I would love to bring to your attention. Okay, in California, there was a new law that went into effect on the 31st of December. 31st of December, and we talked about this on Friday a little, but it plays into today's show, into the current events of things that's happening by this. There is a real move, a very, very orchestrated move to destabilize and to make and to prevent people from being able to protect themselves or have any form of protection, even visual or any thought of protecting. Because anytime that you protect yourself, you tend to look at the world completely different. Completely different. You don't look at it as one in which you can be victimized by. You look at the world as one that you are fully able to protect yourself so you can walk as a free and sovereign being. And they don't want you to do that. There is a, in these laws, a lot of the laws that are written are very psychological. And we're going to go over some of those things also. But I posted a story inside of Kendall Radio Show. And it was about today, or possibly later on this week, that the administration, my man Scotty calls him the CEO, I definitely call him that too, the order taker, the administrative order taker, is going to possibly sign an executive order that is going to actually bring about more restraints within the Second Amendment and try to reel it in. And people call it gun control. They don't want gun control. They want gun elimination. For only the only guns that they want eliminated is the ones that will be used by sovereign free people to defend themselves. They don't want people to defend themselves. They want people to feel as if they have no choice in the directions that things are going. So there's this, in California, there was a new law that passed even before on the last day of 2015, saying that if you have a legal gun owner and someone can say that, hey, this legal gun owner is threatening, has an anger issues and everything else, and then their guns can be taken away from them. And they would have to go through a mental evaluation in order to get their weapons back. And this is one extreme that was pushed on by, you know, a lot of people within the law enforcement realm and the people that are anti-gun and everything else. But see, this is more to this. It's a whole lot more to it. California went on one far stream, and then Texas went on another far stream on the 1st of January, New Year's Day, saying that legal gun owners now that were licensed carry gun holders, CCW licensed people, meaning able to carry a concealed weapon legally, they can now, instead of having it concealed, can have their weapon concealed and actually have it in full view. And believe me, this is nothing but a trap. And everything that you see going on in Oregon is also a trap. It's a complete trap for what the agenda is, in my opinion. And this is what I would love to talk to you about today. It's very, very important. But there's an article that was posted by BCC, You can check that out. And then also, we posted this. This was posted yesterday. This was the militia, the Bundy brothers, occupying the Fourth Reserve headquarters in Oregon. Scotty talked about it in his last in his show, and I want to touch on that. Very, very important. Let me tell you, it's really revealing. Let me tell you, this is a complete setup. And why is it a complete setup? Because it's in perfect line for you seeing the advent of actual gun violence being increased in this country on a form of events, massive shooting events and everything else, all contrived in my opinion, are false flags because it brings about an agenda that they want to perpetuate. Because all of a sudden, all of these shootings just came up from out of nowhere in the amount and the intensity that we were having it. And the frequency that we were having. It's so many shootings that were going on because this is all orchestrated. And also with California being on one tree and Texas being on the polar opposite, what does it provide? It provides for a great opportunity for actually increasing the overall ability to take away people's rights and people's, these are man-given rights. Believe you, God doesn't give you any rights. God only gives you, the creator God Almighty only gives you freedom. Man's written laws and rights and liberties, they can start to seize them and take them away from you because they can say that you are unable to handle those freedoms, and because of that, they have to be constrained and you have to be subjugated even more. Because this is everything that this has to do with is about enslaving the general population more. So now, why is this so coming together in such a fashion is because, think about this, this whole thing with the Clyde Bundy boys, one is they call it the Bundy boys. Sounds like a movie script, because it is a movie script that's been produced. And I say that because of this. Right now, the administration is thinking about signing an executive order. And California went to one direction and Texas went to another. And they started to broadcast what Texas had done, and it was all over the news. And of course, when they actually broadcasted, it wasn't true how they labeled it out, but it was effective propaganda. And what you're starting to see, in my opinion, what's happening here, and with these people up in Oregon taking over this thing, this is nothing more than the government running a script, or even, maybe not even the government, but this is being coerced, and this is actually being massaged in a way that fits the overall gun control measures because of this. You got these dudes that went up there and seized. Okay? Now what they're going to do is they're going to have a perfect plausible deniability as to why they need to totally take away the overall gun rights that the laws that they established through their Bill of Rights in the Second Amendment. And that's the thing about what man gives you. Man gives you something to take it away. And what they're going to do is start to take this away. And they're going to start to continue to show you events and massage events and to create events for those things for those things to actually happen. And that's exactly what I believe is going on here in Oregon. And that's because, if you remember, there was a guy who came on Candle Radio Show, Drake. And it wasn't the same Drake that I thought it was, because the Drake that I thought it was someone else that worked in NSA. So once this gentleman started talking and everything else, wanted to hear what he was going to say so that he could tell, right? He came on Tando Radio Show and said there was going to be some events and all of this that we need to join in with them and everything else. And, you know, I let him go and let him say what he wanted to say because I wanted to hear what their plan was. And, of course, this is not something that we should ever do, as Scotty mentioned in his show. You do not align yourself with people that you don't know. You totally have to, and not only that, there's no need for us to do that because our agenda and their agenda is quite different. It's quite, quite different. See, as there are a lot of individuals that will fight for their privilege instead of fighting for what is correct and what is morally right. You know, all of a sudden, now when they start to, this government, believe me, they know the psychological profile of everyone. So they knew when they started to push certain buttons, they knew that there would be a response from certain individuals. They won't be moved to righteousness. They won't be moved to what's correct. And they won't be moved to what is morally just. But they will be moved to what adversely affects them. And believe me, there is a definite move in these so-called militia groups. They've been already infiltrated. They've completely been infiltrated. There's no way in the world that they have these militia groups with some of the with these individuals and they're not been infiltrated. The Ku Klux Klan was infiltrated because they were actually a part of, and they were a part of the shadow, even though they were small, they're a part of the shadow government. This is also a very small part of the shadow government. And this is something that we really have to be careful of, because this is going to actually give a perfect timing for destabilizing the overall country at large. And if you're going to start to see this pick up, because believe me, this first Clyde Bundy incident that took place in Nevada, and I'll tell you what really was going on in Nevada, in my opinion, was the first test run, and it worked so well, they knew that they can use that to expand the confrontation. And they wanted to expand the confrontation so that they can have equally dividing positions throughout the country. And I want you to think on a global terms here, on global terms here. As this becomes unstable, once again, because the plan is now to destroy economically and socially, politically, the United States, and rightfully so, because it's been a nation, a lawless nation for so long. It has been a great enslaver. And but the thing is that they want us to look at just one part of it and not look at the whole system. And until we look at the whole system and dismantle the whole system, not individuals within the system, yes, get rid of them in the appropriate fashion, but dismantle the whole system so that the system can never regenerate itself in the form that enslaves off. And that's what the real agenda here is. This is nothing more than a Hollywood false flag event that's being built. It's all, that stuff is totally staged out there. Yes, there are some people that don't, there are some people there that are minions that are just doing what they're told, and they think that they're fighting for something sincere, but it's being completely orchestrated by the very same people that orchestrated many events. Many events. Because they realize that if they start the direction of things, they will control the momentum and of everything. And this is something that is completely being steered by the same hand that will destroy and the same hand that suppresses and the same hand that absolutely subjugates our people is the exact same hand that's in place here. It's just doing it from a different standpoint. And the standpoint that they're going to do with this is here's their play here. They're going to show, and they're going to allow this all to happen. They're going to allow it to start to get mainstream media coverage. And it's going to get mainstream media coverage. It is. And it may go into a confrontation, and it serves their purpose even more. And let me tell you why it serves their purpose even more. It serves their purpose because it's going to be another rallying cry for them to take away the ability for you to defend yourself, not only by means of a firearm. That's not the issue up here. They tell you what the real issue is if we just would learn to listen. The real issue is control. They tell you everything. The gun is just the gun is actually just a tool. The key word to everything is the control. They want to start to completely control people. And how are they going to do it? They are going to do it asymmetrically before they try to do it physically. And a couple of ways that they're going to do, a built-in or a coerced or a ignited civil war within this country, there's the benefit of the overall agenda at hand. We talked about on the last show how the Western banking system is going to be called into question for its fraudulent acts. Well, it's not only the Western banking system that's going to be called into question for its fraudulent acts. The overall Western or the American justice system, rightfully so, but by legal means. And it's one of the old sayings, the old biblical saying, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Their whole intent is evil. And they're not going to give up those positions of advantages. They're only going to exploit them against the people. Because we continue to give blind faith and authority to people that have no goodwill towards us at all. And we continue to support a system, a total system and a total program that is in place to subjugate and to enslave us. And the thing about this is that you can never get free from that. You can never get free from that. You can never get freedom from that until you completely walk away. When have you heard people say walk away from the system? No, what they always tell you to do is work within the system. And working within the system is just like having blind faith, which is the first misstep to genocide. And that's exactly what we see going on here. It's no coincidence that all of this stuff is happening right now, gun control-wise, that the so-called the Bundy brothers, the Bundy boys, or whatever they're calling them, it now is starting to have a complete life of its own as far as through Hollywood-style production. And it's going to make for good TV. Because through that, and it's going to make for a good story, and through that they control people even more. But I would say to you, the most important thing that they don't want you to know is how powerful you are and how much control over your life you have. They want to have control over you. This is why they have something called gun control. Because they don't want you to have to look at anything as a way to defend yourself. Because any person that has a mentality to defend themselves has a mentality to question everything that will threaten them. They don't want you to question what threatens you. And this is so, so important. What we really need to talk about and check out with some of the other things that are going on. And because we are in times at which we really need to be prepared for what's coming and not wait for the actual events to happen. Because if you wait for the events to happen and you're not prepared for them, or you aren't able to see things before they happen, then you won't be able to know what to do once they do. So it's so, so important that we have these conversations and get ready for this, because believe me, this overall gun control thing and this overall direction that's being pushed upon us, it is definitely serving a purpose that is not in your best interest. And this is what we need to protect ourselves from. So hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll definitely get back into the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Even if you heard Scotty's conversation before, jump in. But I don't know if Scotty's here, but I don't think he is. So call Scotty tomorrow, because I don't think he's here. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We'll definitely need to talk about some of the things that are going on and how you should position yourself now, because what the agenda is for you to actually be afraid. Because they realize that by you being afraid, they uphold their overall position. You listen to the Tandell Radio Show. Then we go to a commercial break. We'll be right back really quickly.
You are tuned in to the Tandell Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. 549032#. To signal the host, it's *61. Now back to Dave and the Tandell Radio Show.
All right, welcome everyone to Tandell Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Randy, KAD from LA. And just want to thank you for listening today. So we're going to jump back into today's show. And it's a very, very important one. It's about what we need to be looking at and definitely getting prepared. And we're going to touch on definitely what we learned from the individual Drake that came on and what he told us and what he tried to do. You can start to see that because these are, this is, believe me, there is no one that goes over the airwaves. If he were in, if he was in such a group that he said he was in that goes over the airwaves and talks about how much, how secure they were and all of their systems were, no one goes across the airwaves and actively, openly recruit unless they know that they have the full-fledged backing of the government itself. It was a setup, and this is why it's so important that we see these things way before they're coming. Because you need to prepare for, you need to prepare with your friends, your family, and your community as anonymously as possible. You need to have your own group, because the less the people know about who you are and what you're doing, the better good that you can do for the people that you know and who you're responsible to. So it's, you know, it's a lot that's happening. We're definitely going to talk about it. But before we do that, I just want to, don't want to get too far out of place. Just want to say, check out some of the articles that we posted since this weekend that were really, really important. Okay, so another article that's in Cando that we can jump to is on, this is it. Okay, here we go. Very, very important article. This whole setup, the United States, Putin in the United States, says that the United States is a threat to Russian security. Very, very important article came out of Reuters. Really, really informative. This is the first time, not even since the Cold War, maybe during the Cold War, but I don't even think in the Cold War that Russia admitted that the U.S. was a threat to national security. This is what the accusing of the so-called United States is going to be. And they say this, the only reason why they did this is because now they're going to start to bring evidence against the United States for that. Remember when the last Nazi Bush was in office, and then he had the Axis of Evil, so-called, or the Axis of Terror, whatever organizations that he deemed, the government that he deemed, or this is the same, they use the same thing over again, they just changed the name. This is the same thing that you're going to start to see here. And you're going to see where the good nations are going to start to be the accusers of the U.S. Really, really, really important. And you're going to see where they're going to start to divulge that. And you may say, well, what does that mean for me? That means a whole lot for you, because that means your quality of life is about to drastically change in the future, and you need to take the appropriate steps to ensure that that doesn't happen now. Next we have a really good article, is the reasons why our world is dying, the ongoing financial war beyond our wars. Really good article that was out of Geopolitical Analyst. Take a look at that one. Really, really good. Something that you, I think you highly should, I definitely highly suggest that you read that one. It's a really good article. Not everything is in there, but it's a well written one that you should know. And hold on a second. Next we have another important good article. Is this morning, early this morning, China's stock market was crashing. And this is, believe me, all of this stuff is rigged, and they started to shut down the market. You're going to start to see that happening. So this is just them showing that the overall global economy is crashing. And in this global economy crash, people are going to start to lay blame. And I'm going to tell you, economic war turned to shooting war. And this is all a part of that. This came from Bloomberg. Check out that article. Really important. Next important article that came from Bloomberg was from talking about Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is the U.S. version of Greece. Okay. Very, very telling video that was there. Check out that. It's so important that we know what's going on, because Greece is actually, I'm sorry, Greece did default, but Puerto Rico defaulted on a portion of its debt on Saturday. And it was basically really today, the first business day. So that has some really, really meaningful implications for you, your way of life, your pensions, your savings, everything. This is starting to have, you know, starting to unfold because a lot of the U.S. pensions are tied to Puerto Rico. And then not only that, the bankruptcy laws are tied to that. Because if Puerto Rico, which is now going to try to petition, the Supreme Court and petition Congress so that they can actually change their bankruptcy status, and if they are able to do that, then believe me, a bunch of other states are going to follow here in the United States. And this is, you know, this is just the advent of the unfolding of the economic collapse. And also, this past weekend, we talked about this on Friday, how the Ukraine had defaulted also. So this is the overall perpetual motion of the economic downturn. Then there was also an article, really cool one, from Bloomberg talking about in Greece there's a bank job instead of a bank run where people run to the bank and try to get their cash. Now there is a bank job. People are jogging to the bank to get their cash out. This is such a propaganda play, but believe me, the bank runs of Greece have not stopped, and they're only going to expand themselves throughout Europe and then ultimately here. And I just hope that you're not going to be one that has to run to the bank in order to get your currency out and you have to transfer it into something that has some real value before it's too late. So I just would hope that you won't be one that is running, but one that is standing firm and seizing on the opportunities from those that are going to be running. Very, very important. So also, just want to run through these couple more guys, two more. Really good one. New York governor orders officials to round up state homeless. And this was out of Sputnik News. Check out this article. I think you're going to continue to see this. This is, in my opinion, is one of the starts to the overall debt prisons that are going to start to expand themselves. Because one of the things is that they don't tell you exactly what it is that they're doing and lay it out completely. But what they do is they start to give you hints. So they're going to, they're starting to, when have you ever heard of a governor ordering a roundup of the state's homeless? Well, you're going to start to see that, and not only that, in today's world, with the heartless people that we have, people will even start to say yes. And this is the bad thing about that. Let me tell you. The thing about allowing injustice anywhere means that it's going to thoroughly be, it's going to be to confuse your home also. When you don't stand up, when you don't stand up to injustice, and you allow it to grow, it does exactly that. It grows, and its insatiable appetite will consume you also. So you stand up for it, not because it adversely affects you. You stand up for it because it is wrong, and you don't want that to grow. And this is why it's so, so important. That just because something doesn't affect you doesn't mean that it doesn't need your attention. Because if it doesn't affect you today, because every disease, it starts off small. But what it does is that it harbors itself within the body and it grows. And before you know it, it overtakes the body. That in the fastest cancer, it grows with corruption and injustice. And it is as big as it is now in our community is because our community hasn't addressed it completely. We only address it from the standpoint of our interest that personally affects us. We don't stand up for it because, and stand up against it and to eliminate it because it exists. We don't mind if it exists if it doesn't mess with us. And that's a very, very dangerous approach. But in this case, when they start to round up the homeless who have done nothing wrong, this for being homeless is the crime now. It's not, we don't need to fight the law. We need to fight the system, not the law that's wrong. It's the system that's wrong. The law can only, and these official calls can only go out when they aren't afraid of the people. Right now, they're not afraid of the people. The people are afraid of the organizations and the so-called perceived authorities. That is when you will have real tyranny, and that's the problem. So this is something that we all need to know. Check that article out. Next, Puerto Rico prepares for a legal action by the creditors over the debt default. Puerto Rico has been set up. All of this was fraudulent. Yes, they allowed Puerto Rico to overextend themselves and to actually want to participate in the overall system. What I like to say is that they allow you to get inebriated in the wine of splendor. Then they bring a contract out. And that contract you have to sign, your soul, with a deal with the devil. And that's exactly what's happening in Puerto Rico. And it's going to happen everywhere. What you're seeing happen in these countries, these sovereign wealth funds, is what they're going to do to the individuals themselves, every individual here. Because their insatiable appetite for power and greed cannot be quenched. So those are some of the good articles that are there that we definitely, I think you should definitely check out. So I wanted to get into today's show, and today's show is, to me, it's very important. What are some of the things that you need to actually start to see before they happen and prepare for them? And then not only that, what can you expect in preparing for events? Because recently I've noticed some things and I've seen some things that shows me where we are climate-wise. And wow, it's amazing. I didn't mean to do this. It's amazing. I posted a bunch of different stories on Kando, and they get taken down from time to time. It never fails, but wow. So what? But hey, we keep moving. There was a couple of other articles that were really important that I wanted to talk about, but they're gone now. So, but right now, recently there was a tornado that came through our neighborhood, and I want to use that as an example. I posted some pictures from it, and the thing that really struck me that was so odd and it was so disturbing was that there weren't any, you know, people were driving by just to watch the damage and to look at the damage, but no one was really stopping to help these people out. And it really told me a lot about where we are as individuals and where we are as a community and where we are as people. We have been trained to only be spectators, and we talked about this Friday. Then what happened was this. Over this weekend, I noticed that there was more people that came out, but these were organizations. And this is a very dangerous message that is being pushed through organizations. Yes, there are some great organizations, but there's a very, very dangerous message, and it's a very, very dangerous position that we place in ourselves because of the organizations. And believe me, these organizations are fully, fully a part of the agenda, and they may not even know it. You would say, what are you talking about, Dave? They have organizations come out so that the community won't bond together and to know each other and take a vested interest in each other to take care of the community itself. If you ever want to know why our community is the way that it is in, one of the reasons why it is in the condition that it's in, because we keep waiting for an organization to come in and fix it. Organization of that's sponsored by the government. An organization that's sponsored by this group, or organization that's sponsored by that group, instead of the organization that's sponsored by you, that being you. Instead of you, the individual, getting out, knowing your neighbors, having a connection with them. Because believe me, your neighbors is nothing more than an extension of your home. And that's how we've lost our culture in so many ways. We think that we can close our doors and go inside our little places of residence, and that's all we have to be mindful of. See, but the problem is this, is that when we close our doors and we don't fix what's out in the street, what goes on in the street makes its way into our home. in your homes become totally dysfunctional. So all of these organizations were out in those organizations. It was the people that lived in the community. It was as if they were just waiting for them to do it. Everyone has an opinion of waiting for someone else to do something. And this is a very dangerous position to be in. And this is something that we have to change. And it has to, and I really believe that it really needs to start with us at home, start with our family, and then start with our community. We have to have a vested interest in ourselves. We have to establish our own culture. If we continue to allow the organizations to set everything up, everything that we see going on will continue to get worse. And we have enough organizations and we're so disorganized at home. Because we're so disorganized at home, we fall for everything. And most importantly, we allow everything. And this is something that I really would hope to bring to you, because there are some real events that are unfolding right now as we speak that you will be expecting a response from an organization, and in the future there will be no organization. And by the time you realize that you need to do something, it may be too late. This is why it's so important to prepare now while you can. You prepare for this economic collapse that we're going through. You need to prepare for with different heads of state are hinting and telling you that they're moving towards a global war. They're not just, these minions are telling you this because they can come back later on and say, see, we told you. This isn't something that we didn't know. We told you, you just didn't listen. We need to really slow ourselves in the overall mad rush of the day and slow ourselves and really take an assessment of what's going on, and not only that, change what's going on. We individually have to do it, because what I anticipate some major events happening. One of the major events that I anticipate happening is this. I anticipate that you are going to have some real major events in some of the major cities that are going to spread like wildfire, and they're going to totally divide the community, separate the communities, have different people on different sides. Because that's what's wanted. Because when you have division, then that's where the ruler takes better position. And I think they're going to do it multifaceted. I think there's a multifaceted approach that's going to be done. It's going to be done because of the economic condition. It's going to continue to be done by way of the law enforcement, because that's a hot thing that's going on right now. And believe me, some of it is not organic at all. It is contrived. They're using people that they knew would do these things, but the agenda behind it all is bigger than the person individual that's doing it. It's just like it's like a baseball team. The center fielder and the first baseman, when they make good plays, their play actually affects the overall value of the team. Even though that individual made a play, but that individual play affects the value of the owner of the team. It doesn't diminish the owner of the team. It enhances. But when a player makes an error, that error is accounted to the player. For those of you that understand baseball, yes, it's charged to the baseball team, but it's never charged to the owner, because it's a part of the game. And that's what's really going on here, is that we don't realize that we're playing a game that we don't own, and rules that aren't set by us. and we expect to win when the rules are set for us to be enslaved. And this is something that we need to first come to grips with. We need to question, and then we need to come up with an action plan to change it. And it starts really with you. You, the individual, it starts with you. What is it that you can do? What is it that you can do with your family? What is it that you can do with your community? What is it that you can do with the culture? Because it's the culture that requires prosperous action of the people. It brings about the requirement of this is who we are, this is what we do. We have bad culture now. And I tell you, anytime a team, anytime a community has bad culture, it's a very, very long process to change it. Because it's a long process to deteriorate it, and it's been deteriorating for a while now. Within us. And we could talk about this happening and that happening. But these are all a part of the overall project, the overall plan. But the most important thing is that we have to take back our existence individually first. One, you have your free will, which is the greatest gift the great creator God Almighty has given you. And it wasn't given to you to surrender to someone. It was actually given to you to create more life and sustain life, not to imprison. You know, so many of us need to come to grips with who we really are and what are we really facilitating in so many different ways. And then once we're able to do that, then we can look from a standpoint of, wow, everything I do, every action that I make has a reaction or it creates energy. And this is what forms life. This is what forms life. So, you may go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got to jump into, give me a second to find this one story I wanted to bring to you guys. And we definitely need to talk about what is on the horizon, because believe me, they are going to start to do some very, very crazy things. And it was said here in so many things. Actually, Drake came on and said it. But what I would say is this, is that in spite of that, we need to prepare for it so that those places don't take root within our community. We don't need anyone to protect us. We just need us to be the warriors and the protectors of our own. Listen to Sandow Radio Show. Again, we go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into the show. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
The Sandow Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Sandow Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Sandow Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sandow Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, AJ from LA. If you'd like to be there on a conversation, would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND. Okay? All right, so I've got this all fixed and ready to go. And we need to talk about, well, then it was a couple of months ago, Drake came on and was talking about they wanted to train our people and they just wanted connections to our people, to train our people, and to get them ready for what was coming, because there was a group, a militia group that entailed of different organizations and, you know, that were going to facilitate. He actually said that they were actually going to arrest people, and they were a part of Oath Keepers and all these other organizations. And I'm going to tell you this. Be careful of any organization that is fully funded. Fully funded organizations is something that you need to be very skeptical about. It's just like mainstream media. You need to be completely skeptical about it. You know, I heard Brother Scotty with Sister Ramona, and that was on. You can always tell sincere organizations by their financial backing. The Move Movement was not fully funded because it was based off of people in their standard of living, in the community that they were based in, community living that they had. When you start to have organizations, and you know all of the major ones, you know them all, you know, they have the different acronyms, and they have the commercials, and they have the long-standing historical things, and they always have a podium, and the mics are always there. But see, whenever you have the podium and the mics is always there, that's because the lights, the cameras is on, and the director has said action. All of those organizations have been infiltrated, and they serve a bigger purpose. Even the ones that say that they're there for you, even some of them that you say that some are the great individuals that came out of them, they didn't even know, or they knew, or they were complicit in being a part of the program. You have some major, let me tell you something, real movements are the enemy of the state without funding. They are dealt with in a much different way. They are ostracized. They aren't given. You can always tell the ones that the sincere groups is that they get, you don't know who they are a lot of times. You have to vaguely hear about them through, in the old way, through gossip, or through, in today's world, you got to hear them through small mainstream media, because they're not funded. Because everything that's funded is what? Controlled by the very system that produces it. So, when you look at some of these organizations establishing themselves, you have to be very, very careful about these organizations. Because the ones that you see on mainstream media, and the ones that you see on TV, and the ones that you see given airtime and have influence, and then they have, you know, someone with an articulate tongue, and they have so-called all the organization is all set and everything else, run away from that. Run away from that. Because those organizations have been established by the system itself. It serves a purpose. If the organizations that are small and struggling, small struggling organizations are more sincere. Those are the ones that are the real truth holders, and are the ones that are actually sincere in their overall direction. And the ones that tell you that the things that you should be doing individually to empower you. Because the other one is what you have to be careful of. Completely, completely careful of. Because what we have now is that we have such a propaganda machine that has been established. And in this propaganda machine that's been established, we've been so misguided. Our people, you know, and I saw that this weekend, our people, neighbors don't even come out to help neighbors. And believe me, when these next steps and when the large-scale events start to happen, you're going to wish that you had the help of your neighbors. You're going to need the help of your neighbors. So with no point, hey, we got a caller that's in queue. Let me go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you calling from, and what's your question or comment? Hello? Hello, caller?
708, we cannot hear you. 708, we can't hear you. You might have yourself muted.
Yeah, I'm muted then. 708, can you hear? Okay, well, we'll come back to them. So, 708, when you just come back on, when you can. Okay, so, but I wanted to say that, you know, we had this, gentleman Drake that came on, and when Drake came on, he actually laid out what was happening here. And this is the thing that's dangerous about that. It was good for us to hear so that we know where we are. And one of the things that when this dude came on, and we don't, of course, we heard enough from him because that was it. But what he said, something that I want you to remember, and I don't know if you caught all of this. He said that there were going to be attacks on schools. And he said there were going to be attacks on schools in the inner city because they want to divide us. I don't know if you remember that. And
Brother Dave, he also said there were going to be attacks on protesters too.
Yes, 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 Gotti.
And that happened in Minneapolis.
I couldn't hear you, Gotti, the phone.
I said that he has mentioned something about attacks on protesters and telling protesters to be peaceful. And then now I'm not saying that he foresaw what happened in Minneapolis, but I found it, you know, quite a coincidence. If it was a coincidence that after he came on and said that, you know, then you get these five, you know, white guys who then shoot five people, at the Black Lives Matter, sit-in at the 4th precinct in Minneapolis. I just wanted to remind you of that.
Exactly. He said there was going to be attack on protesters, and then he said that you were going to start to see dramatic attacks on schools and everything else. Why was that so important? That was so important because of this. There is a plan that's already laid out to deceive people. And that's because people aren't prepared. People are not prepared. They're continuing to wait on the same individuals that are causing the crisis to fix the problem. You continue to call on the person that is causing the problem to fix your problem. The only thing that you're doing is you're allowing them to get in deeper with you. And you said that there were going to be, you know, they needed as many people to join their organization, and they were going to train you. All you needed to do was come and show up, and they would train you. Well, let me tell you something. I've been out in different organizations. I was in the military. And being in the military, you know what they told me? All you have to do is come, and we'll train you. Then I became a police officer. You know, they said, all you got to do is you come, and we'll train you. You know what happens when they train you? They try to get you to fight the agenda that they want you to fight for. The only thing that our people should be fighting for right now is, first and foremost, is reestablishing ourselves. Then we should prepare ourselves. Then we should set our agenda. Absent of everyone else. One of the worst things that ever happened to us in integration, and I'm not against people, I am not against people, but I am not for enslaving people. I am not for the differential treatment, discrimination. I am not for having a preference of treatment of anyone to take something from someone else. One of the worst things that ever happened to us in integration was this. We've lost our community. Because once we were in segregation, even though you had a fight through Jim Crow and the different things, one of the things that you did have is your carpenter was always working. Your electrician was always working. Your doctors were still there. We have none of those intrinsical necessities of sustainability. We don't have those, we don't have the ability to create our own economy absent of this one. And what happened once that was taken away, Once that was taken away, we became decentralized in our own home, in our own neighborhoods. And we become the great wanderer. And we've been wandering ever since. Wandering for acceptance instead of building. Instead of creating, we were waiting for someone to create something else for us. And it put us at a marked disadvantage for today's time and what's going to be happening here. Let me ask you, the different Kando Radio listeners, some of the old wise tales and some of the old practices of our ancestors, how many of you can repeat or do those things today? None. What herb treats this condition that our people used to use all the time for the different ailments? Or guess what? They never even got sick at all because they had a sustainable way of living. How many of us can still build a boat? None. The only thing that we could really do is that we can only participate in an enslaved economy. And how do you participate in an enslaved economy? This is how they do it. First, they promise you employment. Then they take away the employment and they enslave you through the breaking of the law, because that's the only thing that's left. They systematically take away and they systematically put you in a position to where you have to be one to engage in their broken laws that they write all the time. But see, in the past, if we would have continued to establish ourselves, their laws would have had no meaning because they would not have had any jurisdiction over us. We would have had our own standard of living, our own quality of life. This is what is so important here. Because we don't do that anymore, we are subjugated to their rules. And it's in these times and what's coming. And we have to reestablish that. Wherever you live in this country, one of the most important things that you can do in preparing right now is to tell your family members, regardless of what they say, that some hard times are coming. Give them the information. Don't say, where can I find it? Look for it. It's there. Do something. And what you need to do is you need to prepare your family. You need to prepare your family for the advent of everything, the economic collapse. So they're going to collapse the common man's economy, the global war that's extended, the lack of employment that's being established. You should position yourself now for that. How do you position yourself now for that? Establish yourself with a intrinsical value. Learn how to be an electrician. Learn how to be a carpenter. Learn how to do the things that are so necessary in life. Be an asset, not a burden. Once you do that, there's nothing that can come your way. There's no disaster. There's no event. There's no threat that will be able to move you. No threat. When you're prepared, you have options. And it mitigates pretty much everything. And it's, now is the time to do it, because from these different things that are happening, and they continue to happen, they seem like they're small, but they're huge in nature. They've already legislated so many different things. NDAA, they've legislated to where if you are a doctor, they can take you from your practice, not pay you anything, and make you work from them in the event of a national security, in the interest of national security. What is that? They just enslaved you. This is their fight. They created it, and now you're going to be on the front line for it. Kings put slaves on the front line. And it's so important that we as slaves not saying we are slaves, but it's so important that the slaves do not put themselves in that position. And the only way that you can get yourself out of that is this. Stop playing by the king's rules. Stop playing by what the king has established. And it's not just the individual king that you see, but it's the energy and it's the environment of authority, one man's authority over another. You already heard, you know, you already heard where the one judge, with one judge said that they didn't know who shot the person, but they convicted 9 people. And see, when you allow that to happen, this is what happens. That spreads everywhere. Because that's the system realizing that they can do it and testing if they can get away with it on the temperament of the people. When they convicted those 9 people from Moon, it was an actual indictment and conviction on every person. Then when they did the double jeopardy, if they did double jeopardy to the dudes in Oregon, they don't care. They did that for a reason because they wanted to do it. It served their purpose. Because we have given them the energy. It's not about blaming anyone right now. It's about us getting ready for what they're doing so that we can take back our existence. Because these people on this agenda and this program will not stop at just the individuals that you heard about from Operation, from MOVE, from the different people from all over history that have been ill-treated, murdered, subjugated, and enslaved. It's not just about them. It's about a way of life forever. You may think that you're fine today, but let me tell you, the storm comes. And the storm comes and it consumes those that are not prepared. And this is what we really need to start to focus and move ourselves with. The first step of preparation is to realize that you can have. And once you realize that you can have, the whole world changes for you. There is nothing that you need to feel other than you giving in to fear. Nothing at all. Let's see if we call it back. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question and comment?
Oh, hello, Ms. Cypress. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Hey,
and
how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I agree with a lot of things that you're saying. I've heard some of these things before. Someone told me, you know, the biggest thing, we messed up when we integrated because we wanted to be so close to white people. And at the time, I felt so offended. But then once I thought about it and I started looking back at history, I said, Dad, we did make movements when it was just us separated from them. Some of the things you were talking about the entities, the societies that are out here, they're supposed to help us out. One of the biggest societies that can help us out, but they are too busy feeding into their flesh, is the Masonry and the Eastern Stars. They have a lot of power, and it's like they using it. Some of them are using it for just to be greedy of gain instead of putting out the information that need to put out and helping people out. If it's not someone in their sister or brotherhood, then they don't care. And if it's not benefiting their household, then they don't care. And with such a strong entity like that, how do people that are not a part of fight against that? Because some of them do dirty work. Some of them do the work that they are supposed to. And some of them are just plain and outright dirty. So how do we come together as a whole against things like that?
Man, that's a great question, sister. And I'm glad you brought that up. And I would say this. Now, is very similar to what they do. Is they have good people to hide their devilish intentions, these organizations. They'll get one or two good people, and they'll so-called do one or two good things. But what they don't let you know is that these organizations are actually in place to maintain the enslavement of people in so many different ways. Now, that's not saying that every person within that organization knows. But if you know the true doctrine of those organizations, the Masonic, basically, they are in a cult that worships Lucifer. And so these organizations are in place, and they have strong positions, historically strong positions, because there are people there that are fighting to maintain that culture. You can, there's no place that you can go in any established city in this country and not see their presence. That means that someone is actively maintaining that culture. And what is that culture that they represent? It's a secret society. And let me tell you something. Whenever you look at those individuals and those organizations and those groups that would have to hide behind closed doors on certain things, those are the ones that you should not accept a dime from. Because I'm going to tell you, anytime that you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no organizations that are secret. What secret are you holding? You know, the government always says that they have to have their secrets, and we buy it right off the cap, right, you know, as if it's, yes, they do need to have their secrets. You know what their secrets are? They're keeping you, their secret is how they're keeping you in check. That's the secret that they're really defending. So those type of organizations that you see, and for the people that are a part of those organizations, most important thing to do is don't give them any energy. Let them do what they're going to do. Ignore them. Give them no energy. Accept nothing from them. But I would say for the individuals that are involved in those organizations, you are involved in ritual practice that you don't even know what the history of it is.
I would say for everywhere.
Any person. Yeah, they are. They are everywhere. You know why they're everywhere, sister? Because the true freedom people aren't anywhere.
Hmm.
Only thing that evil needs is for good people to do nothing. And then thrive. And it totally thrives. And the most important thing that we can do, and you're doing it, take a vested interest in your family. Take a vested interest in your community. Take a vested interest in our culture. Take a vested interest in what is right. And start to perpetuate that in everything that you do. You speak it. See, these individuals, they speak it because they know that the speaking of it creates energy. Then they start to build it, and they do this, you know, and they continue to go. And before you know it, they have a whole empire. An empire is not built overnight. Is built by the energy and the labor of individuals that have given way to it. You have given in to what's right, sister. Don't look at them anymore. Look at what you need.
They in the churches. I noticed. I noticed because I go to church, and I'm not against going to a mosque neither to hear the learnings and the teachings that they have. But I mostly go to church, and I don't claim any religion because I just believe that those things are things that keep us apart, separated from worshiping the Most High. But I noticed in the church that once I found out the true name, I started looking up Hebrew and started trying to learn Hebrew. His name was Yeshua and Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. And when I say that in church, they get so offended. It's like they want me to call on Jesus. But what I noticed about that word, some people, like, they try to stand in the place of that name, try to get people to worship them. And I spoke against it in the church, and it's like I really hit a button. And I'm like, well, stop worshiping one another. Yes, we're supposed to uplift one another. But even in the Holy Bible, it says, what can we make the Most High with our hands? Have he not made everything? So if we come in together, you know, in a sanctuary to worship the Most High, and we're not doing that, then what the heck are they doing? To me, it looks like devil worshiping. They get nervous when I go in and I say, Yod Hey Ha, Yod Hey Wah, the Elohim of my life, and Yeshua is my Lord and Savior. It's like they start trembling in their boots. They want me to call on Jesus, and it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, why do I have to say that? And when I ask, you know, the letter J is new to the Hebrew language, so why are we even acknowledging that? They look at me and they just say, you know, like I'm crazy, or I don't know what I'm talking about. And even in Revelations, it speak of people tampering with the word, and they all have their reward. So then why would we not believe that people have tampered with the word? And I even go back into enlighten them on how the images of Yeshua has been changed. It's an Italian man that they show. So why wouldn't we think that they tampered with anything else? You know, these things just have me in question, and I'm constantly seeking the truth about, you know, about life, period.
Let me, you know what, sister, you already know what the answer to everything is. This is the thing, is that you realize that you're going into a government agency. It's no different than going into the prison industrial complex, into a jail. It's no different than going into a Congress. It's no different than going into the Senate. It's no different than going into the Supreme Court. Because there's a way that you're supposed to, there's an etiquette that you have to have when you walk into their establishment and their authority. Because it's absent of the great creator God Almighty. And they want to change you. They don't want you to change them. These organizations are practicing rituals. They're not practicing spirituality. You're being spiritual. Why would you think that they wouldn't think that you're crazy? Because you're not doing what they have surrendered themselves to. In so many fashions, in so many ways. So what I would say to you, sister, is that you still should continue to be who you are and to grow in you, spiritually, continue your spiritual growth, because it's so necessary for others to emulate you. Okay? And do not think that you can change another man. Not saying that you can, because you think about it. If the great creator God Almighty can't go against another man's will, what makes you think that you can? I would say strengthen your will so they can never change you. Mm-hmm. Never change you. And that's the most powerful thing. So I would say be careful, because like they became the money changers, they turned, you know, the father's house into a den of thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all a part of a 501c. You can only get a 501c. You get a 501c from a man. You don't get a 501c from the great creator. I always tell people, you know what, if you ever want to see God, look what man is not. Whatever man has built, you should question. Especially through the means of the economy that they build in. Because the great creator God Almighty didn't build one temple. You know what the great God Almighty built? The whole universe of living planets, that everything thrives and lives and sustains itself off of it. Man has to build a tower, and they call them the World Trade Center. So don't you be a part of that trade. So, hey sister, thank you for calling. I would love to hear from you again and keep in touch. Hey. Keep preparing, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, look forward to talking to you again. All right, let's take another caller. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis, Brother Davis, man.
Brother Davis, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I was kind of just hanging out in the back room
because
I was listening to the commentation and everything, but I do think that that sister who just called should really give a listen on Wednesday, because we're going to touch on that.
Brother Davis, tell them about Wednesday, what we're going to do on Wise Wednesday. What we're going to do on Wednesday?
Okay, on Wise Wednesday, we're going to take an opportunity to point you out to you. That sounds strange, doesn't it? To point you out to you. All we're going to do is help you learn to be discerning in self-evaluation. And to be discerning in self-evaluation, you have to understand there are certain principles that operate in every human. And those principles are stronger in some and then they're weaker in others. And that really helps you thin things out. To give you an idea, there's the principle of the drifter. Now, the drifter really doesn't grasp one thing. He's always looking for an opportunity to take advantage of something. He's always blaming his life on someone else. He's never decisive, and he talks like he's an authority. But yet, if you ask him from which he speaks, he can give you no references. Okay? Now, that's both he or she. So, therefore, when it comes to a specific issue, you can't count on a drifter because a drifter drifts. And the reason why that mentality is what's slowing us down as a people is that you can be placed in a drifter concept before birth. I know that sounds strange to a lot of you, and I'll go into explaining it more clearly. But those people who are focused, they have a goal, and that goal may change. When I say it may change, I mean there may be a lot of individual steps that they want to achieve on the way to that goal. And see, right now, your goal literally is preparation. That's why you come to Tando here, because that's what we do. We help people prepare. But the reason why you're here is because of your due diligence. There's a lot of people you could tell about this show, and they'll be all for it, but they won't do anything to grow by it. You people right. who are listening are doing something to grow by it. So we're going to help you expand your knowledge of self so that when you make decisions, you put your interests first. There's so many things going on around us that we do on a daily basis that we do because we do these things according to the way we were brought up. How many of you have heard the term, get a good education so you can go to school and get out and get a job? Well, see, that's what you call false philosophy. Is it a philosophy? Absolutely. But it doesn't right. build.
A practice philosophy also, saying? Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to a stage where we can identify ourselves and can seriously say by dividing the drifter from the individual who's focused. And then you could easily point them out because most of the people who are focused, they have a vision, even in their circumstance. The circumstances change all the time in the society, but they're only changed by man. And the reason why they're only changed by man is because the concept of nature never changes. When I say the concept of nature, I mean we can do what animals cannot because we have a greater level of knowledge and application than animals do. Animals know when they're born, they suckle up to their mothers. As they grow, their mothers teach them how to hunt and how to survive, and that's how they live. But humans is different because we have so many programs that we're jumping from and to and from and to that we can lose ourselves, but that animal never loses itself. It always knows every day it has to hunt to eat. You see? So please, if you have an opportunity, listen to Wednesday's show. I'm going to go into some detail that's really going to open your eyes, and not only just about self, but why we are in what we're in and why this is not done by happen chance. This is by design. But you don't have to be victimized by other person's design if you prepare for what is to come. Because the drifter never prepares. So listen, brother, let me go back in the back room. That's right. Let me go back in the back room and if I can be assistant, okay. Give me a shot.
Definitely. Okay, definitely. Thank you, Brother Davis. All right, we're going to take another call. Wednesday, we're definitely going to have a great show with Brother Davis. It's so true. It's all about getting you prepared for any and everything, and it starts with you spiritually first. And this is, I'm not saying that I'm a spiritual authority at all. I'm just someone that cares about everyone and our intentions are sincere. I want you to be the great creator God Almighty intended you to be, free and independent. So we got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to this other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you calling from, and what's your question or comment?
Okay, how you doing, brother? This is Mel in OKC.
What's up, Mel? How you doing, brother?
I'm good,
yeah,
brother.
Of course, I can hear you. What's going on?
Just checking on you, make sure you recuperated from the little fiasco.
Oh, yeah. Still,
tornadoes,
man,
and stuff.
Yeah, we made it through all of that. Now the unpacking stuff, which is the worst part, but we're going to get all through that. What's going on, Mel? How you feeling, brother? What's on your mind?
I'm good, man. It was just one thing that really resonated with me, what you just said was, I mean, the Creator does give you your own free will. So he can't even, I mean, in a sense of speaking, he can't even challenge your free will. That's your free will. So how can you let another man dictate that was heavy, man. I really like that. And I feel like sometimes I ask silly questions and stuff, but sometimes a person may not know where to begin, and it's not that they're not being proactive or trying to, you know, better themselves or get prepared. Sometimes you just need a little, like, what's the word?
Stop.
A real start, like, you know, not just a fictional start, but actual factual start. And so don't think I'll be asking you silly questions, man, because I went to...
No.
Well, I'll just be observing, and ever since I've been listening to this, you know, I look at things a totally different way, man, and now I see how the gun control thing is coming. It's, everything is just happening. It's like a domino effect, and you ain't steered me wrong yet. So with the preparedness, everybody, they rush into the gun shows, and out here, they have them almost every week. And there was a news study this morning that said how much it's ramped up in preparation for these gun laws. So, of course, we went this weekend and took advantage also. But I was surprised to see how many of, non-white people were not there. It was like me and my wife and were the only ones there. Like, nobody's getting prepared on that level, and that bothers me. But, you know, I don't know what to do about that, but we're getting ready. We're getting food and everything else, man. So I really appreciate what you're doing. And
hey, brother.
Scotty's listening. Huh?
Yeah, this Scotty. Look, you just remind me of a song. There is a brother, I'm trying to remember his name, LD Minister. I can't remember his name, but his song come on our station. But he said he wrote this song. It's called Guns and Jordans. And he said he wrote this song from listening to my radio program. And he said and one of the hooks in the song is, where you going to hide, where you going to run when your enemy buying guns and you're buying Jordans. Uh-oh. You just reminded me of that about the gun shows.
That's so real. I was and I felt so uncomfortable because we was like the only ones there, and everybody looking at us like, what y'all doing here? Like, it was uncomfortable, but I wasn't deterred, but I did notice it was a big difference, man. It was none of us there. But real quick, Scotty, I wanted to ask you, what's up with Gus? I don't know if you guys changed the platform or what, because I usually listen to TuneIn, and I get the cows through TuneIn, but on my tour, it's the last one is like August something or September. It's like it erased all of the latest ones. I can't get any of Gus's shows.
Let me ask you on TuneIn, because he has his own TuneIn entry, which is separate from Black Talk Radio's entry. So which one are you listening? Which one are you talking about?
Now, see, I can't tell you that because I would listen on the Black Talk Radio, but it would usually, like, if the show, it would come on your network maybe a day later or 2 days maybe later at the tops. So it's a different entry. Do I have to enter the cows or?
Yes. It's a different entity. I was caught carrying. The only thing that I carry live from the cows and is the compensatory call-in on Saturday nights. But I hadn't carried the last couple. Because I've been tired, to be honest with you, and wasn't at the computer or anything like that. And so I'll make sure that I start picking those back up on Saturday evenings. But he does have his own he leases his own digital radio station from Black Talk Media Project. So he does have a separate listing for the cows on TuneIn. But his archives, he usually, you know, always posts his archives on blacktalkradionetwork.com. So if you go to his listing for the cows and hover over it, it'll say podcast, and you'll see all his podcasts from the past programs.
Blacktalkradio.com?
Blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Network.com. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take up too much time on that. But yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Mel asked a real good question that I really need to address. I really, really need to address. Mel talked about that, you know, where he was, it's not a lot of melanated people that were there. And that's because of this. Let me tell you this. Not their fault, Zar. This is the thing. It's because part of the thing is that we have been so dependent on someone else providing security for us that we have neglected our responsibility to be able to protect ourselves and our family.
That's integration again, Brother Day. That's that one of the things we lost during integration.
That is one of the things we lost. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, if I could cut in, that's right. What reminded me of when you said that the neighbors, they wasn't even trying to help. They waited on some other outside entity to come rescue them instead of pulling together and helping each other. So we got a long way to go, brothers.
In a we're getting there because of Tando Black Talk Radio Network, because of you, Mel, because of Brother Davis, you know, the sister that called, everybody, you know, Brother Bragg, everyone that's involved. We're getting there. Let me tell you this. When you surrender your free will, when you surrender your freedom and give your nurturing of your whole life to someone else, and you give the care and you place your care under someone else, when you have blind faith in someone else, it's the first misstep to genocide. They are going to kill you. They are going to kill you not only physically. They're going to kill you spiritually. They're going to kill you emotionally. They're going to kill you energy-wise. How do they kill you energy-wise? They're going to steal your energy and harvest it for themselves. They are the vampires of your life. If you don't have the obligation and the responsibility to maintain and love yourself and love everything about life around you, it's not even just loving yourself. Because one of the most important things about love is this, is that it gives. Fear takes from everything. Fear is a stake, it is a thief. It will steal from you your prosperity, your abilities, your talent, your future, your legacy, your culture. And most important, it will steal your eternity. Most of us don't even realize that we live in the hell and damnation that they talk about, where the heaven is still right there, because both of them are eternal. The only thing is that you place yourself there on your free will. And we surrendered our free will. The government, it's the government's job to protect us. It's master's job to protect us. That is a way. Because they do it because of this system. They do it because they so-called think that they've known freedom. But the only thing that a lot of what it does happen now is that they've only known manipulation and the seizing and stealing of what's not there, what is not gold or what's due. So they know that they have to do what? What do they have to do? Think about it. What do they have to do when they've stolen something? They have to arm themselves against those that may one day say, no, I'm not going to participate anymore. And I'm not saying that that is everyone, but what I'm saying is this is what the program produces. It's the most important thing is to take away our energy from the program, because once we take our energy from the program, and it kills the people that participate in it.
Mm-hmm. Just last thing I want to say on that too, because you know what? I am in fear, and I'll admit that to anybody. I'm in fear. I'm not scared, but I'm in fear, man. Of, you know, yeah, I'm willing to lay my life on the line for me and my family, for you and your family. I'm willing to do that, but I'm scared about the aftermath. Once I lay my life on the line, who's going to protect my baby? That got me in tears almost right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm more fearful. Hold on, baby. I'm on the phone. What's important? Okay, hold on, y'all. Never mind. I just wanted to say that something is
now,
very
now,
important.
No, you need to hear this. Check this out, man. Let me tell you something.
Listen.
Let me tell you something. It's okay to die when you fight for life because prosperity will surely come. When you set that energy into motion, you die to things, you die to you saying, no, I'm not going to do what I wanted to do. I'm going to do as a man what I need to do. That's a death. That's a death. But that's the right death. You see what I'm saying? It's okay to die that way. It's okay to die when you fight for life.
Okay.
And that's what you're doing, bro. So there's nothing that you're absolutely right. What you're doing is you're setting the foundation for your child and for our children to understand what it is to live free and independent. Because once they understand that, they won't go in any other direction. Because it's actually been ingrained in us. So instead of us begging for our lives, we should be able to defend our lives. And defending our lives is not always, you know, a physical fight. Defending of our lives, it also means walking ourselves over to our neighbor, introducing ourselves to him and say, do you need some help? Because that investment in someone else could be the very same thing that saves you later on. And you're right where you're supposed to be. You're right where you're supposed to be, brother, and don't change in as much. And I'm going to tell you, you asked the question earlier, where do we start? As soon as you ask the question is more important than the answer. As soon as you ask that question, you put that out into the universe, and believe me, God is not deaf or blind. The answer is already there. It will flourish in you. You'll know what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You start to get the unctions. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to research this. I need to do this. I need to do. And you start with the basics. You start with the basics. Make sure that there's enough food for your family in case something happens. Make sure that then you start to continue to make sacrifices. You stop buying Jordans. You remember with the song that Scotty talked about?
Father John. Hey, I just remember Jordan. His name. I just remember this name here, independent artist. His name is Father Ja, J-A-H. Look him up on SoundCloud. But he made that, I mean, that just touched me so much. He said, I was listening to Black Talk Radio. He was like, this song just came to me. And it's preaching the truth, man. He talking about, where are you going to hide and run in your Jordans when your enemies got guns and all you got is Jordans?
Yeah, they might even light up. The little Jordans might even have lights on
and paint a target on you, huh?
Right. Here I am, right here. Exactly. This is where you stop being a consumer and you start being a planter.
Yeah.
You start planting seeds.
I'm gonna mute my line and I love y'all brothers, man.
Okay, brother.
Thank you.
Man, stay in contact. Much love. Much respect. Give my regards to the family, man, and we got some work to do.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
I know you are. All right, brother. My man, Mel. But yeah, Scotty, I love that song. I think I heard it one time. I think I did. I don't know. I was listening one time before. But there was a couple of other things that he said in there that I noticed that I absolutely love. So, but yeah,
I can play it for you if you want me to. I can play it for y'all if
man,
y'all want
me. We definitely need to go to a break. You want to, you have it?
Yeah, I got it queued up for you now. We'll listen to it right quick before you go off. And pay attention to the words,
definitely,
people.
Definitely. Okay. And our conscience. You want to play it now or just before we get?
I can play it now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, because you only got a few minutes. Don't worry about taking that last break. You only got like 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So this is Father Jah. Name of this song is Martin Luther King, Guns and Jordans.
Compel us to act on behalf of those who long for freedom. And we must be a source of hope for the poor. Marginalized. Victims of prejudice. Not out of mere charity, but because peace in our time requires the constant advance of those principles that our common creed describes.
Now tell me where you're gonna hide, where you're gonna run, when your enemy buying guns and you buying Jordan. Now tell me where you're gonna hide, where you're gonna run, when your enemy buying guns and you buying Jordan. Happy Martin Luther King Fest. Purchase some new kicks, can't tell me that I ain't fresh. But meanwhile, in the rest of the world, bombs blowing, chicks hoeing, I'm a splurging nerd and I. Happy Martin Luther King Fest. Blowing so loud, the drink is kicking, it should do the rest. But meanwhile, in the rest of the world, some get evicted for what they trick with playing with that girl. Martin and Malcolm both died of a broken heart. If this the dream, the wild families be ripped apart. My ninja, you can skip me with the accessible. It ain't about no leader, it's about principle. Distribute lies to the easily convincible. Long enough so when you tell the truth, they say the lie is shit. Distortion of your logic, you can't even imagine just what that alone can do to you. That's why in school they never teach you no Khalid Muhammad. I'm Robert Williams cause they couldn't kill him, let's be honest. No disrespect, indeed, to those OGs that gave their life. I wrote this rhyme on the same clock, so I was sacrificed. When only acting what is acting right in God's sight. If we just criminal thugs, why they be acting like? Arrest the president like tragedy rap. But most whites ain't hear that until that's where Obama sat. Now tell me where you gonna hide, where you gonna run, where you gonna hide. You buying guns and you buying drugs.
See, now truly, I don't even expect the masses to truly fill it with super bad game and dressed up as average kid and vicious. See, you gotta be on focus if you ain't never noticed. The only fuck icons that did into your head. And the way I see it nowadays, a proud fisherman on the floor is that he'll never say the story that the big ones that got away. So maybe the highlight fall under Dr. King wasn't the fact that he had a dream, but to take out to that regardless of how people and loving you attempt to conduct your thing, a rock motherfucker still gon' scheme. And with the right energy flowing to control your breath, you do get syndrome to innocent people's homes. And in the next breath, act like you got to walk in Martin Luther King's footsteps. And truth be told, I ain't making no revelations, yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. I ain't talking about nobody, I'm really talking about everybody. And at the end of the day, the only ends of my square league is doing and my political party is bad niggas touching real things without going to jail. Anything else is only a figment of your imagination. Father Jah Drug Beats album dropped on February 14th to make those who appreciate superior doctrine love hip hop again. Salute.
Completing his inaugural address. Sometimes these inaugural addresses can be rote affairs, but there was a lot to react to in this one, as Jeff Greenfield was on the set with us, noted. He packed to the left.
And Brother Dave, he said he made that because the people in the street that run in his circle need to hear the message.
Right. But see, you know what, Scotty, as you and I both know, the people in our community need to hear that message.
Well, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. But you know who we're talking about. We're talking about those who are, we hope will get on a path of consciousness that aren't there yet, who are maybe engaged in things to harm the community or, you know, to even harm themselves. And so that's what I was talking about. I didn't mean to sound like I was talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no. We all knew exactly. And you know, Mel asked a question that we got to answer before we get out of here. He said, where do we start? This is where we start. We've already started. We have each other. I would say it's so important because there are going to be events that are going to be national events, and they're going to change the conversation at your at home, and it's going to change the conversation at your business or your place of employment. And you're going to start to see people take sides, and they're going to stick to those sides even more. And the key to this is that you have to get with like-minded people. Start a preparedness group. Get with me. Get with our preparedness group, and we can help because it's so much to start. We'll talk about that, you know, throughout time. Call into the show and say, hey, I started a preparedness group. What is it that we should do? Because what happens is that every person that's listening to Tando Radio show needs to establish a preparedness group, because once these events start to happen, family, friends, you thought you knew, and family and friends and work associates that you thought you knew are going to change. Their opinions are going to change, and their opinions can become very, and their will can become very, very dangerous and a threat to you. And what you need to do is establish yourself through a group. One of the things that was so great about our culture is our tribe. We've lost our tribe. Because the tribe did the hunting, the gathering, it did the building, it did the nurturing, it did the it provided the herbs, provided the medicine. We depended upon each other to do different things, and we were one in our direction. You want to first start with taking care of yourself and your family. Then you want to definitely reach out to establish a group. Because when the tornado comes, or when the hurricane comes, or when the earthquake comes, or when the events come, civil war, economic collapse, you're going to need to be in the midst of people of like-mindedness. And let me tell you the power of that. You're going to be in a position of advantage that you will be able to not only protect yourself and your family, you will be able to reinvent the prosperity or regarnish the prosperity that has been lost. It's not about leaders. It's not about leaders. It's about lovers that give back. That actually, and a lover is not someone that is a coward at all. It's not about cowards. It's not about anything other than living the way that the great creator intended you to live. And it's perfectly fine. We've been so manipulated and so brainwashed to think that we only have to answer to man. And when you only answer to man, then only man will give you the answer and which way to go. And this is why we get lost. This is why we're so lost. We have bad direction. So now, everyone listening to Tando, start preparing by getting a group. Call into the show. Let us know. You don't have to tell us everything because I don't want to know everything. Just tell us how many people you have, where you're starting from, and we will start to help you build your group, some of the things step by step. And we will do that on Thursdays and Fridays. Thursdays and Fridays, we're going to do that. Call in with just preparedness stuff because we have to get ready, because as these events start to happen, it's going to be too late. And not only that, it's not going to be as easy, or the things that you need to get is not going to be as available. And it's not just about getting possessions. It's about possessing the right attitude. 99% of the things that happen to you are uncontrollable, but that 1% that makes it 100 is your reaction to the event that happens. That reaction will set up the next set of events that will happen to you quickly. Be in the right position. Okay, everyone, just want to say much love, much respect. Want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Tomorrow we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about, I want to introduce you to a lot of people think that we were all brought here on slave ships. I want to, because of my man Scotty, he just put this in me when he was talking about this. I want to talk about some of the original people that were here and give you an introduction to them. And guess what? It was you. It was your ancestors. It was people that not only look like you, but people that think like you and people that have the same relationship to you, because we are the parents of this earth, and everything else within it human-wise belongs and is under our our tutelage. So we need to take back our position. So much love, much respect. Until tomorrow, remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye, it's always I'll see you later. Take care.
Girl, you are rich.
Muted.
Even with nothing. You know,
goodbye.
From pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.